But then the problem is you ask a ton of new questions because of volume. So let me respond a bit to some of this, right? This is in response to, the reality of the work. If you've been doing this for 20 years, you have combined experience as a supervisor of doing this for 55 years, customer service across the spectrum has these five components that you believe from your experience are essential, and it doesn't matter which industry. And just to make sure we're reiterating these things, number one, got to be responsive to the customer, you got to communicate with the customer, you got to acknowledge the customer, be empathetic, you got to have knowledge of product and services that you're selling or representing, and if you don't have it on recall, you got to be able to research the right areas to get answers about the products and services, and then you got to keep good records. If you're doing all these things, what you said to me was that the issue you're experiencing is the amount, the volume of transactions that you're dealing with. And transactions in this case, we're talking about the number of customer outreaches, the number of customer calls, emails, messages, etc. And this, if this is the case, this becomes a challenge of if this is not about confidence, this is not about insecurity, this is about how do you solve the volume challenge. And this is something I think that you can possibly work on, right? There are three things that come to my mind when I think of how to solve the problem of volume when there's too much work, too many communications, too many transactions, too many of X, Y, and Z. The first thing that comes to my mind is that there has to be a system in place to manage the volume, whether it's a corporate system or whether it's a system you create for yourself, right? So, what is the most effective way for people to get a hold of you and your staff? Now, you may say we have email, etc., but you might want to consider implementing a filtration system that allows people to send a message to you and your staff at a designated time so that when staff members get access to this message or this inquiry, that staff member is dedicated on that query or concern or challenge for a dedicated period of time. Here's a great example of how this could work. I don't know the best platform to use for this, but I'm going to give you something that I readily comes to my mind. There's a platform I use called Calendly for scheduling. And Calendly takes out all the back and forth of people figuring out when I'm available to talk, to have lunch, to work on a product, or engage in coaching, etc. And it's pretty cool because I'm disengaged from the scheduling process. My assistant is disengaged from the scheduling process. But you, the person who wants to talk with me, you have full control over when you want to talk to me. You just look at the schedule that at my schedule, see a time that works for you, a date that works for you. You clear it with yourself and nobody else. And once you put in your information, that date is yours. And when you meet with me, just like you're meeting with me now, I have no other distractions. I'm not double booked. I don't believe in double booking. I have nothing else going on right now during this 60 minutes except having a conversation with you. Imagine with all the customers you have that if they want to get to customer service or the customer service department, there was a Calendly or some sort of scheduling system that allowed a customer to put their message in the system, their question in the system, their concern in the system, and that query is given a time slot that is assigned to a member of your team to work on it. So a customer may need a response by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because wherever they are around the world, it's 4 hours ahead of, them, and it kind of comes in time. It begs the question, what systems can be selected, purchased, installed, that can coordinate and manage time? The second thing that comes to my mind about how to deal with volume is how often or how much can you and your department and your supervisor prepare ready-made responses and solutions to problems that have already come up? And how can you all prepare solutions and responses to things that you can forecast? So that as you are constantly spending time every day thinking about potential challenges, you're documenting the response that will come from the company. Can you create a library of responses? Can you create a search bar or a database of responses and have that thing updated on a daily basis so that members of your team can refer back to that search document and get the answers that they're looking for, therefore solving problems for the customer faster, more efficiently? And then the last thing, and this goes back to the first point as well, about time being scheduled for all things. Whether there's dedicated times set aside to solve a problem for a customer, a dedicated time for staff to get on your calendar to speak with you about their challenges, dedicated time for you and your team to do X, Y, and Z. If everything is handled ad hoc or as it comes up, as if you're at a fast food restaurant, or as if you're at some sort of other retail establishment, you can always feel like there's not enough hours or minutes in the day. And in order to save time, the assumption is, let me go ask questions of my supervisor. Well, here's the other challenge. While your staff is asking you questions and eating into your time to get stuff done, you're eating into her time, and it causes a ripple effect. And I guarantee you, it's causing ripple effects above her as well. So the volume question, the volume challenge, comes down to some decisions that might be able to be made. My question to you at this point is, are there corporate systems in place to control how customers are able to get a hold of you all and schedule time to get their issues resolved? Okay. So if that doesn't exist, what's your appetite for creating a system? And let's assume you don't have a budget. Like, you may have a budget to buy something, but what's your appetite to create a system that's free in a Google form, a Jot form, an Excel form that allows customers to input their query and get assigned a time slot and a date for when they will get a response and a solution to their challenge? Is there any appetite on your end to create something like that? You know that for the 80% that pops up, we got answers for. Therefore, I can spend quality time forecasting and or being a part of the solution for the 20% that may show up every week, every month, every quarter. Another thing to think about when it comes to time relief, you got 15 people. That's a lot of people to report to you. I'm curious if you've considered appointing team leaders so that you have three team leaders overseeing five people. Is that something that you can do? Consistent. I bring this up because I think that a lot of times as organizational leaders, when we think about what we deem difficult, or even in our personal lives, what we consider difficult is really a reflection of our inability to put our energy behind practicing something. When we talk about or ask questions about ongoing training and development, and you essentially said it falls on you, and if it falls on you and you're already treading water, then it makes a lot of sense to me as to why it's difficult to find talent to fill the role, whether internal or external, because there is no ongoing training. And essentially what I think I heard is that the only training available to your staff is the real world experience of doing the job on the ground, being thrown into the deep end, and they figuring out how to swim back to shore. The ones that can survive and are still alive and make it back to shore, those are the ones that are reliable, trustworthy, and considered for management. And I think that's not necessarily healthy for you, for them, for the organization. And it seems to be a persistent cultural thing you're describing. It's not just, you know, your department, but it's cultural. And so what has happened is that this system you guys talking about has become the alleged boogeyman. The volume of customer inquiries have become the boogeyman, and other ancillary things have become the boogeyman, as opposed to leaders such as yourself taking responsibility, not for the lack, but taking responsibility to actually fix it. Does that make sense? I want to pause for a moment and I want to show you something. What I'm about to show you is designed to provide you with some perspective and context. And as an entrepreneur, I am constantly dealing with the struggle that you're talking about, which is dealing with volume and dealing with, you know, not enough time, not enough hours in a day, business and family and everything else. So one of the ways that I've sought to address the volume issue was to find platforms and systems to give me bandwidth. So remember, we talked about one of the solutions to solving the volume issue is to identify, develop, purchase, or access systems that can literally multiply you. I'm not suggesting purchase systems or access systems for the sake of, you know, system's sake, because you can system yourself out. But you have to utilize tools that expands your capacity. So I'm going to show you a couple of platforms, actually, that allow me to do just that. Let me pull them up first, and then I'll walk you through them, and then I'll give you the opportunity to kind of respond and share your reflections. The first tool I personally use is called Loom. Loom is a video capturing platform that allows me to record videos of myself, of meetings. It records my desktop. And it allows me to do the very thing that I don't have time to do, and that is to train my staff, provide directions to my subcontractors, and it expands my capacity to be in multiple places at one time. I use Loom every day specifically to record me doing tasks, to record conversations that I'm having with myself to many people. So I'll record a video and I'll send it out to a bunch of people. Or I'll record a meeting and say, here, it's here for consumption. Just this morning, as you can see on the screen, I needed my assistant to take on a task of doing a filling out a form. And we're in the process of capturing data that is vital to something that I'm launching in 2024. So what I did was I built the form, is what you see on the screen. I took 1 minute and 45 seconds to play out this work, as you can see on the screen, and I'm filling it out. I'm testing it out. I'm showing the person how to do it. There's no audio. It's only a minute and 45. It's just a video of me doing the thing and showing this person how to do the thing, and then showing them how to hit the submit button. Here's the error that you will see when you make certain selections. You got to put that information in there and then hit submit. This person, once this person views the video, they will now have access to this standard operating procedure, this policy, this example in perpetuity. So instead of scheduling a meeting with me to ask me my feelings, my thoughts, well, how do I solve this problem? My answer is go back to our project management platform and research when I gave this to you, or look up in the library how to fill out this information form. The second tool I use very consistently, as we talked about time management, is Calendly. Now, these are created Calendly options for me and my customers. Notice it's a mix of things. There is a Calendly for me to spend time getting a work product done. So if I want to work on a coaching plan for a client, a strategic plan for a client, review a report someone on my staff wrote, I have created a work product Calendly that looks at my schedule. This is me scheduling time with myself, and I need to find 90 minutes. This is it, 90 minutes to do said product. I've allowed myself to work just about 6 days a week on this, from 6 to 6. I can look at available time that aligns with my schedule. As you can see here, this particular week is blocked out because that's the week of Thanksgiving, so nothing's getting done, so there's no time available. If I want to do it after Thanksgiving, then I look at my schedule here, there, and everywhere. If I want to schedule something in December or January, next year, next decade, it's here. But when I schedule it and I decide that I'm going to do it at this time, I put in the information regarding the work I'm going to be doing. And for that 1 hour and 30 minutes, it's just me and that work. No other meetings, no other conversations, no other activities that's going to be blocking my time. So maybe somebody wants to have coffee with me. Maybe they want to have breakfast or lunch with me. It's a lunch meeting. Schedule a quick 30 minutes, 45 minutes with me. This person will have this link to get on my calendar to schedule coffee or lunch. They pick a time time that works for them. They pick a date that works for them. Obviously, in December and November is getting really tight. So if they don't do it now, then really you don't have to wait till January after the new year before things become available, right? It doesn't matter what the ask is, whether I'm responding to RFPs, whether I'm having a 60-minute meeting, whether I want to take a wellness block for myself. I want to work out. I want to do a focus group. I want to do a time for my students at the university, or I want to do a coaching plan. It doesn't matter what it is. I got time built in for whatever people need. And if you want to get in my calendar, either me or my assistant or my website will provide you with the link necessary so that when you want to talk to me, or when I want to spend time with me, or when I want to dedicate time to my customer, it has to go into this system so that I can provide extreme focus. Another way I expand my capacity is I have a platform account with JotForm, where I create forms for all types of things. I have a form for just about everything you could think of. And if it doesn't exist, it's because I didn't have the problem yet. For every new problem, every new situation, a new form is created. So we have some surveys coming up with a couple of clients. Client projects. I had someone on my staff create this survey. So we're going to survey roughly 30 people, and we got all the questions lined out here. Once the data comes in, the data goes to my data analyst person, and then they're going to analyze the data. Then the person writing policy is going to write the data. All this is all about form collection, data collection. I built forms for my clients. I built an onboarding form for my client who is hiring new people. They needed a form to give them access to training. They got to take tests. They got to complete about 10 modules here. They got to sign. They got to upload documents. All this stuff saves time, and it forces people to fall into a system flow so that I, as an individual, I'm not overstretched, overused, and overabused. Essentially, I try to avoid burnout with the systems I use. The last system I'll share with you, and I'm sure I use others, is a system called Otter. In this conversation, I record our meetings with our clients because it captures notes. As you can see on the screen, it's capturing every word that I'm saying, every word that you're saying, because a lot of times I mishear things, or I don't hear things correctly, or I want to reflect back on, well, what did me and Bianca talk about? Now, listen, I can easily take notes in my notepad, but it's much easier to, you know, have a transcript of the conversation. It's much easier to reflect back on a conversation with Bianca. And if Bianca had questions about something, I can jog my memory, do a quick search, and realize, oh, that's what she's referring to. Oh, this is what I said and why I said it. There's the context, right? I save time. I save energy. I save resources by utilizing this system to capture notes and to capture the transcript. Between these four platforms and several other platforms, this is how I've decided to duplicate myself, because I cannot be in multiple places at the same time. So when we talk about volume, it's a problem we all have. The question is, at what point are you going to turn the corner to start practicing these things so that you can ride that bike better? Because you clearly are good at certain things, but it looks like we need to put some energy towards building solutions around solving the volume problem.